Hi, this is Debbie. Thanks so much for listening to my podcast, Deb's Memorable Moments, where you'll hear original short stories that each tell a memory of mine to the best of my recollection. I wrote them all, I read them all, I live them all. Let's get started. Husband number one is spending more and more time away from us, and I feel like a single mother. This story is about our first really big fight about it. I call the story, I Don't Want to Hear It. Here we go. I Don't Want to Hear It. It's early winter 1991. My boys are 2 years, 8 months, and 8 months old. My younger son is not yet mobile, but full of personality. He smiles and laughs a lot, especially when his big brother makes funny faces and plays peekaboo with him. Watching them enjoy each other so much warms my heart. And if every moment could be like this, well, wouldn't life be grand? But it's not. My older son still has the occasional temper tantrum and continues to wake up in the middle of the night. My younger son has started eating baby food, and every meal ends with both of us covered in whatever it was I was trying to feed him. And although he's generally very pleasant, when he's teething, he's crying. My older son is still in diapers, and some days I feel like all I do is take turns changing them. So when my husband arrives home Monday afternoon after 2+ weeks of being away, I'm looking forward to my well-deserved break from the kids. Now don't get me wrong, I'm looking forward to spending some time as a family of four, but thought I would enjoy it more if I just had an hour to myself first. This is what happens. My husband walks in the door. Daddy's home, I say excitedly. The older one flies into his arms and gives him a huge hug. The younger one takes a little longer to warm up, but eventually lets go of me. Welcome home, I say. Thanks, he answers. I'm going up to take a shower. Oh, I reply. Then he adds, I just need some time, and he goes upstairs. The older one looks at me. Let's watch one of your videos, I suggest. Daddy should be ready to play by the time it's over. The video ends. My husband is still upstairs. The three of us go up to find him. When we get there, we see he's in bed watching TV. I assumed you would come downstairs to be with us, I say to him. I'm really tired, he replies, and every muscle in my body hurts. Are you sick? I ask. No, he answers. We finished the project on Thursday, gave the presentation Friday morning, and then we all spent the weekend skiing. You what? I exclaim. I stayed to ski with everyone, he confirms. I'm angry. I'm hurt. I can't believe it. You could have come home Friday afternoon to be with us, and you chose to spend the weekend with your friends? You're away weeks at a time. We very rarely see you. And when you have the opportunity to spend time with us, you choose to be with your friends? Never mind that you never see our children. But I've been here by myself, dealing with dirty diapers, temper tantrums, sleepless nights. And you're skiing? Don't talk to me about feeling tired and sore. I don't want to hear it. I really can't deal with this right now, he says. Can we talk about it later? He closes his eyes and rolls over. I take the kids to the older one's room and sit with them in the corner of his bed. I hold them as close to me as I possibly can and whisper, I love you both so much, but I don't think they hear me. After he and I split up, I spend a lot of time in therapy. I learn that I'm a woman who likes a lot of attention. So when it comes time to choose another partner in life, I find a man who's always happy to be with me, even if we're just hanging around the house with the kids. Please share my podcast with family and friends. Give me a good rating or review and subscribe. New stories are coming out each week on Fridays. Next week's story is called Sharing My House Key. The previous owner of my townhouse has officially been my boyfriend for almost a year, and I'm ready to give him a key to my house. Support my podcast and help spread the word by using a mug, a keychain, or another item with my logo on it. They're available at my website, debsmm61.com, where you can also learn more about me, and check out the Dancing Debbie. Follow me on Instagram at DebsMM61. My husband drew all the pictures. Each and every story has its own picture. Before I go, I want to thank my entire family and all my friends for being so supportive during this project. Specifically, though, my husband for drawing all the pictures for my podcast, my children and daughter-in-law for encouraging me to continue writing, even though I'd never done it before, and my younger son for taking the time to teach me how to turn my stories into audio and inspiring me to find the creativity I never knew I had. Story music for I Don't Want to Hear It is called Redbone by Octasound. I found it at Pixabay. It's superficially edited. The link is in the podcast description. Intro outro music is by Michael Puri Jr. His contact info is at my Instagram account, DebsMM61. His link is at my website, DebsMM61.com. Debs Memorable Moments is a production of Creative Debbie, LLC.